Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
If you've ever thought about going to Broome or up north, now could be the time. Thousands of subsidised flights now available to our north to help the tourism industry along. WA government struck a deal with Virgin Australia and Qantas to provide 50,000 seats over a 12-month period to and from Perth, Broome, Exmouth, Karratha. One-way flight starting from 149.
That's good, considering it was like 200 and something each way before. So,
That's just like, there'll be few opportunities like this. Be busy, I imagine, though. That's the
goodness,
flip side.
Yeah, I heard the tour operators saying they're a bit stressed because they're wondering how they're going to keep up with all the demand.
They've gone from nothing.
I know. And probably, and they don't have workers because, you know, usually it's backpackers you get to help along. So, another opportunity for you to go and work up there, perhaps.
To be fair, I imagine,
hadn't got a job at the moment, go up north.
I imagine lots of them sort of work on Broome. They call it Broome time.
Yeah. You
know? Slightly flexible working hours, and suddenly they're in peak demand.
Mm.
Oh, well, it's a good thing, possibly. I think it's a good thing. Anyway, 2020's other great news story is, of course, movies.
They're not happening.
Yeah. The pushback continues. Just heard that the Dune remake now won't hit cinemas for another year. October 2021. So this is Josh Brolin, Jason Momoa and others, originally set for November, then Boxing Day 2020, then December 17, now October 1.
Yeah. It was a very late announcement that they were even doing it, to be honest. We only found out, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that they were doing it. Now I would have expected it to be a couple of years away anyway.
It's been in production for a while. I think I've heard bits and pieces about it. Maybe they just haven't sort of spoken to many people about it. I think if you're a fan, you probably would have known that it was in production for a while. But, yeah, they haven't sort of been spreading it that far. I guess because they're spending crap loads of money and no one's sure when they could actually screen them. You know, it's a very strange time.
I feel like somebody's just going to have to bite the bullet and start releasing these movies. How long are you going to wait? You're going to wait till every person has been vaccinated and every cinema can open? It's a long time you're going to have to wait.
I don't know that movies are the ones that are going to set the ball rolling, though. They're going to wait for the government to make a decision, don't they?
Just get them on streaming services.
You can't hold on to these. They'll be well and truly out of date in 5 years' time.
How long are you going to wait to release it?
Yeah, true. And the other big story is Novak Djokovic has managed to bruise another line judge with a ball.
Oh, my goodness.
In Paris.
Is he aiming for them?
No, this one was very accidental. But just weeks after his US disqualification, he was unsurprisingly nervous after a ball ricocheted off his racket, cracked a guy in the side of the head.
Goodness.
But this one didn't come with any further consequences, so.
How's that?
I know, it's just very,
so
very unlucky.
But that's hilarious.
Very unlucky timing.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First off, we're in the middle of World Space Week, people. October 4 till 10 is Space Week. The theme for 2020 is satellites improve life. And they do. I mean, you think about it, all the phone stuff that we do is all entirely dependent on satellites.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Not just GPS, but even just getting, you know, signal back and forth to lots of places involves satellite.
Yeah, your TVs.
Yep. So there you go.
Anything electronic, really.
Satellites make a pretty big difference to most of our lives.
Mm.
October 6 is also World Cerebral Palsy Day. Now, this year's theme is Make Your Mark, and people with CP are encouraged to take to social media to talk about what it is that you've achieved in your journey and solutions you've discovered, as well as changes that you're advocating for.
Good idea.
And it is also a whole whack of things in the States today. So what are these do you want to adopt out of the collection? Well, you could take on board National Coaches Day and celebrate your sporting coach.
Nice.
Not your bus. I really like the idea of National Noodle Day. Who can't get on board that one?
Everybody loves noodles.
National Mad Hatter Day.
Hey.
Plus Size Appreciation Day.
Nice.
But perhaps best of all, National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day.
Excellent. I like the sound of that.
I couldn't find any history. Well, yeah, there's normally these things come with stories and stuff. There's nothing in there.
Just a whole bunch of daughters went,
A bunch of ways you can do it. Like you could do it electronically or you can just give them cash. Or there's apps that also
easy
do
done.
The job.
Nikki and DeMello's Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That, Riddle Me This.
All right, here we go into some strange territory, riddle territory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up for grabs, inflatable world passes, if you can solve it, and into the draw for the hydraulic cyborg hand, thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. So remind us of the riddle.
Okay. I turn around once, what is out will not get in. I turn around again. What is in will not get out.
Okay.
What am I?
Trickiness right there. 9581597 3. Nigel in Belldivis is on the line. Morning, mate.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. What is that? What does that riddle make you think of?
I think it's a tap.
A tap?
A tap. I turn around once. What is out will not get in. I turn around again. What is in will not get out.
Oh, I can hear that.
Half of that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense.
But it is not all, the answer.
Thanks for having a crack, though, Nige.
Good on you,
Colin in Dawesville. Good morning.
Good morning. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well,
welcome, welcome.
Comfortable. Lovely to have you aboard. So it's not a tap.
What do you reckon?
Would it be a key ring?
A key ring. I turn around once. What is out will not get in. I turn around again. What is in will not get out. A key ring, you say? Not the correct answer.
But, I mean, I
feel like you're getting very close. You're very hot.
People, 9581597 3 if you want to have a stab. Inflatable world passes up for grabs. That's the instant prize. And thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham, a hydraulic cyborg hand, all yours. I feel like we're getting very close, but not quite. Like
kind of skirting around it.
Skirting around it, attached to it, maybe.
Mm.
Coast FM, hello, who's this?
It's Emily.
Where are you calling from?
Amandra.
Emily from Amandra, it's all down to you.
What do you think the answer is?
A door handle.
A door handle. I turn around once, what is out will not get in. I turn around again, what is in will not get out. It is not a door handle.
No, again, we're close,
so close.
I feel like keyring was closer because, as we say, it's probably attached to what it is we're talking about. All right, last one. Coast FM, who's this?
Moira.
Moira. Mm. Calling from where, Moira?
Golden Bay.
Golden Bay. Bring it home.
A key.
A key. Of course it is, Moira. Oh. Of course. You've saved us. Well done. You've got yourself a double pass to Inflatable World, and you're in the draw for that awesome robot cyborg hand from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham.
Thank you.
Pleasure, and thank you for putting us out of our misery on that one there. The Guinness World Record for most ice cream scoops balanced on a cone in a TV special.
Wow,
how many do you reckon you can manage on a cone? Like, logistically.
Me personally?
Well,
or
yeah, okay.
In general?
Just, well, I've, whichever.
I think, like, the most someone could have done is, like, 10.
Okay. Well, Dimitri Pansiera originally captured the record in 2013 when he balanced 85.
85?
Scoops of ice cream on a single cone.
Oh, my goodness.
When he was usurped by an American, he decided to reclaim the crown, which he has now successfully done on a TV show with 125 scoops.
Oh, my goodness. You would want to be in, like, a freezer while you're doing it,
yeah,
wouldn't
you? Can you imagine the mess on your hands?
Yeah.
That would be a nightmare.
After two scoops, you'd be like, oh, I'm melting, quick.
And can you imagine the ice cream headache?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if it was me, then I would be obliged to eat them afterwards.
Of course.
Obviously.
All 120 of them.
Yeah. Oh,
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Fan.
Now, with today's entertainment news made with flavour, you can see Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. A new trailer has dropped for the upcoming Ryan Reynolds movie, Free Guy. This is about a guy who realises he's a background character in a video game and decides to become the hero of his own story.
Really, I know this world is just a game, but this place, these people, that's all I have.
Thanks, guy. This loser is ruining the game, man.
I don't care if he's Arnold freaking Schwarzenegger. Terminate him.
We're doing great.
Can I just say, that made no sense to me when I was grabbing that audio until now you've explained it.
Yeah,
I like it.
It
now
looks
I'm in.
Hilarious. Of course, anything Ryan Reynolds does is hilarious.
Yeah.
Free Guy is scheduled for release in Aussie cinemas from December 10. Harry Styles and Shania Twain are in talks to make a song together.
Wow.
Shania revealed they've been planning something during a recent interview.
We text each other off and on about music and toying with the idea of doing something together. So I believe that, yeah, I think we'll hold each other to that. You can count on it. I'm going to hold him to it.
What an unexpected couple that is.
I can't even imagine what that song would sound like,
no.
But we'll wait and see.
Mm.
Madonna reportedly refused to make an album with David Guetta because he's a Scorpio. Guetta explained during a recent interview that he did a remix for Madonna back in 2009 for the song Revolver, and he won a Grammy for it.
Right.
She loved it. Yeah. She called him. They had lunch together. It was all going great. And then he adds, she asked me for my star sign. I answered Scorpio. Suddenly, she made a face and said to me, I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to work together. It was a pleasure to know you. Goodbye.
Well, that's perfectly legitimate.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Wow.
And Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey's memoir doesn't mention any details about her engagement to billionaire James Packer, apparently for good reason. In a recent interview, Mariah says, if it was a relationship that mattered, it's in the book.
Ooh, spicy.
If not, it didn't occur. She's just wiped it from history.
Wow.
She went on to say...
She also does that a little bit with Eminem, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, yes. He claims they were together. She says they weren't. Who knows? Anyway, she went on to say about James, we didn't have a physical relationship, to be honest with you. So very confusing. Must have been like a sugar daddy kind of
spiritual
scenario.
Connection.
Spiritual.
Is what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Packer released a book back in 2018 mentioning the relationship, saying it was fun at first but became toxic, adding he was in a bad way before they were supposed to get married. So, look, very messy.
Very complicated situation, that one. Yeah. Details in the book? Well, or not
or
in
no
hers.
Details in her book.
Details in his book.
Yeah.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.